This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, everybody. 10 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Hergen, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Of course. Right in the room, right here. Boom. The cough comes back. If you heard us with Susie, we were talking about decency and respect. I want to jump into it. And again, this is a show with strong, strong opinions. And there are times you can argue my opinion goes too far. You are absolutely entitled to that opinion. You're allowed to do it. These are just clear-cut areas where I think, what are we doing? I've had this conversation for a long, long time. And by the way, let me get this out of the way right away. If you're going to blame all this on Donald Trump, I'm not with you. God knows I'm going to bring up Donald Trump multiple times this show, including I thought we were America first, except if I can get a gift worth $400 million. I thought it's all for austerity and the few dolls to get unless we can set up a resort and then get the benefit from the Qatari government. What a coincidence how that worked out. But if you're going to blame every discourse issue on Donald John Trump, I just don't agree. Does he say things like, I was watching the press conference, my buddy got the fat shot, not working.
Great businessman, very rich, very obese, neurotic.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. You know him. I'm not going to say his name, but he's really fat. Really fat. Now, a lot of times he's right around the truth, which isn't common for him, but when he's blunt. But you'd like a little finesse sometimes. You'd like a little decency. So I have never been a fan of individuals. Maybe it's you finally are in the same room with the owner of the company that you work for, or an actor, or a media type, or now, most importantly, an athlete or a politician. And I'm going to go up to them while they're eating with their family, while they're on the phone. And if, for some reason, you can engage in a cordial, a passionate, but it doesn't cross lines conversation, fine. Right? If there's a feeling of, you know, this isn't the time, I get it. And I understand, because they insulate themselves so often on the politician side. And I'm not as bugged by the Republicans not having town halls as some others, Dave, because it seems like 95% of these town halls just turn into clown shows. Buffoonery at best. Just screaming, yelling, drawing attention to yourself. Now, sometimes, if you ask even a respectful question, if you're on the wrong team, you're booed, you're harassed, who are you? And even now, most of these town halls, they're just looking for home team coverage, right? You're paying, they're editing your questions. It's Congresswoman, you're amazing. Your thoughts?
We all want home team coverage, whether it's the congressman, congresswoman, yep, there, or the people that are there to speak. We don't want to hear from the opposite. We don't want challenging questions. We want to make ourselves feel good.
And that's sad. Just it's sad. So I want to talk about some examples. Let's start with the fishing opener, Cross Lake. What great weather. How'd that work out?
I preferred cold and rainy.
Yeah. You're a hater.
Oh, like a good walleye chop.
Yeah, the whole walleye chop. You know, they're frauds when they want the walleye chop. You know what they want? They want 75 and nice, okay? I want it out there. Yeah. I want to be like the Gorton's fisherman. Nah, not really. You want to be out there in a T-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
So Governor Walz is out there because you're required to be there. Can we have a governor in this state who runs and wins who says, fishing? You kidding me?
Yeah, not my thing.
I'd rather watch paint dry. You know, and by the way, there's no skill. Could that person win in this state?
Are we looking at Governor Hartman coming up next year?
I have not eliminated the possibility. Actually, I have 1,000,000,000%. I've eliminated running for office. There's zero chance I would ever do that. So Walz is out there, and these individuals are in boat, pontoon, cruiser,
yacht, paddle boat,
canoe,
one of those bike things that you get up on.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah,
maybe they're just swimming.
Yeah, could have been
swimming, and they offer up these comments towards the governor of the state.
A fisherman, he couldn't pour minnows out of a bucket if the instructions were on the bottom.
It's because they're in Chinese.
He can't, he does read Chinese. Maybe he reads Chinese, I don't know. He spends a lot of, he loves China. China. You missed the way I said China.
Okay. Now, there's a part of that one that I'm almost amused by a little because it's so absurd.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're doing the Trump China, you know? So that's not as awful as some, but still, he's around Cross Lake. You can approach him many times, but you're going to come up to the boat and do this? Really? Now, again, when we say anonymous, these guys aren't anonymous when they're doing this. Then we get to a couple other stories. Lance McCullers, who's been hurt a lot, says after a very poor outing recently, by the way, he's making his second start since the 2022 World Series.
Throwing for the Astros.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
2022 was a while ago. What does he get? Online death threats to himself and his kids.
Yeah, bad outing. Let a few runs across.
Joe Espada, the Astros manager, who neither one of us could identify opening day when we were out there, had this to say. These are people who are threatening his life and the life of his kids because of his performance. It's very unfortunate we have to deal with this. After all he's done for the city, for his team, the fact we have to talk about this in my office, I've got kids too. It drives me nuts. So we have to deal with it. Very sad. Very, very sad. I think it could have been even worse. It's gross. It's pathetic. I hope they're identified and seek therapy. This is what you're doing. Two of us thoroughly enjoy sports. I get if you're passionate, you're a big Astros fan. This is what you're doing?
Yeah. It's just like the Jaren Duran thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
The idiots out in Cleveland. Apparently, if somebody plays with a ball for a living, they're entitled to just be treated like absolute dirt.
Now federal judges are receiving unsolicited pizza deliveries.
Now that sounds good.
Now you hear this and you think, fantastic.
Free pizza.
Free pizza.
Who doesn't like free pizza? Good New York style.
They're threats. They're threats to federal judges who aren't agreeing with the president. And just to say, we know where you live.
That's
not good. We know where you live. It's frightening. It is disastrous there's, God knows, I'm not looking for bland, dull, and no opinion. Put me to sleep instantly. But harassing someone on a boat, death threats, sending pizzas to judges' houses, not because, hey, you like pizza and I just want to thank you. It's, oh, yeah.
We're watching you.
We are watching you. And if you think you have any anonymity, or if you think there aren't ramifications for offering a judicial decision, one, again, you can completely disagree with. You can cite the law and say, activist judge. Again, the definition of activist judge in this show, it's someone who offers up a decision that you don't agree with.
Yes. And I'm sure the people sending the pizzas have all done the research.
Yeah.
They are all well-versed in the law.
They are.
And just, you know, people have different opinions. It's fine.
How much does this concern you? Because it does me a lot. Because I'm worried we're going to have more attacks on people in public. I don't see it slowing down in any way. It's only going up. We're now, I don't know who's next to be threatened. Some of this is the anonymous social media world. Not all of it, though. Not all of it, Dave, where some people just go up and start screaming and yelling and they're right in front of the person. And I get that on the political side, some people say, now, wait a second. You're my congressman. You should answer and be available. That's true. But when many of them try, it turns into a bleep show. And so then what they do is they do a fraudulent one where it's not even legit. So this troubles me a great deal because there is no problem with being involved and having passionate opinions. By the way, not being involved, not being that informed and still having passionate opinions, I'd rather you know it. But people, and I don't think that, do you think is that small anymore?
No.
I think it's millions who just feel entitled. It's their right. We're allowed to do it. To offer up threatening, vulgar messages. What do you want to say? Are you worried about something happening? Because I am. I'm worried we're going to see more actual attacks on visible people. And this should bother every single one of us. And we should call more of it out. 651-461-9226. I want to talk to Pella right now. This tremendous company, 100 years in business. Think about that. An idea that began 1925 is flourishing right now. They're not hanging on. They're not like, oh, if we could just get one more customer. They're doing extraordinarily well, but they want to continue to do well and show you their excellence, their professionalism, the quality of their work, the service they provide you, the innovation and staying right current with all the trends. PellaNorthland.com. Living in a house 20-some years with Pella windows and doors. Yes, last year, before I knew I was going to move, and it's still, even if I now know that I'm moving, would I do the same thing last year? Absolutely, because I've liked the house, and I'm going to get the value when I sell the house. Remodel my kitchen, and it's so much better. House I'm moving to? Made sure Pella windows and doors. Check out their showroom, Plymouth Woodbury. Go online, PellaNorthland.com. And in this month, 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. It's the way to go. I trust them. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What do we have, Mr. Harrigan?
We have dog music today.
Okay.
Not only because they are the best, we all know that. I was reminded this morning, 12 years ago today, our dog came to our family.
Oh.
12 years. He's 14 years old now. Life's not as easy as it used to be for him.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he's the best.
He is the best.
He's the best. Charlie, your guy, he's the best too.
Who's on my phone right here?
Oh, that's Charlie.
It's Charlie. Do I have Hunter? Griffin,
mm-mm.
Quinn,
you do not.
Michael,
no.
Michelle,
that's
you,
no,
no, on my phone, Charlie, turning right to the camera.
How about that?
Dogs are the best. Among the texts on the level of discourse, the governor is a moron, and people should let him know about it, even at the opener. That's what they should do. They should just go up to the governor, who you get to. Disagree with 100%? Of course you do. Just say you're a moron. Scream, yell, swear, as opposed to trying to have an actual conversation.
There's a difference between screaming, yelling, and swearing, being insulting to somebody, calling them a moron, I think, versus what we heard. You know, it was a little bit insulting, but it was also kind of funny. I mean, is that over the line, too? You know, throwing a cheap shot in a boat, and, you know, there were other boats you could see in the video where we grabbed that audio from that were flying Trump flags.
That one isn't nearly as bad as,
no.
Yeah, go up to him, he's a moron, and tell him.
I'm just saying, is it completely over the line, even on fishing opener weekend, if you're in a boat and the governor's there, or if you go up to that lake specifically so you can yell something at the governor,
if you
keep it clean, right, and cordial.
Yeah, if you're joking about things and it's needling him, yes, that's fine. And again, who gets to decide that? Who gets to draw the line? I understand that debate. But just screaming and yelling and harassing, that's what people are doing. And feel fully empowered when they're on Twitter or whatever as Gerald FJ229 Mama's Boy. You know?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between if you're heckling at the fishing opener versus the other examples we talked about, obviously sending death threats, you know, sending the pizzas to somebody's house to let them know, I know where you live. You know, there's obviously very different levels of harassment or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, this is life-threatening.
Absolutely.
Kids of a pitcher for your team who didn't do well. Hi, Chad. There's one sure solution for our own criticized slam and scorch culture. Focus on living your own life only. Regardless of anything outside us, criticize your own performance only. How would any one of us like to have open season for heartless slamming? In recovery, we say clean up your own side of the street. Careless criticism that judges and slams others, the lowest form of communication, and goes on. And some kind comments about the show, too. Listen, we all should be checking ourselves and looking for ways to make ourselves better. But I'm not saying you can't be involved in whether it's politics or other sports or entertainment and have very strong opinions. It's not that difficult to figure out lines when you are now deranged, not healthy, and feel like you can just say whatever you want with no ramifications. And a lot of times people say, well, they wouldn't say that in front of them. Not sure that's the truth. It's not the truth anymore for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we see examples of it all the time. Get too close to my boat at your own risk. I like to chuck massive musky lures and my aim ain't too good. How can you say that it's not because of Don? He stands in front of crowds of his base and spews hate. He incited an insurrection, gave them all a voice, including on the left as well. I'm saying it's not only Donald Trump. That's what I said. He's played a part, obviously. We're going to get to the plane situation next segment, but part of the reason why I would never even consider voting for him is character should matter. Decency and respect should matter. And he's just a bully. He's been a bully his whole life, makes fun of people, and it's worked out for him. He's worth ungodly sums of money, and he's the president. So, yes, has he ratcheted that up? But to act like if he wasn't out there, none of this would be happening is awfully naive, right?
No, it was happening before he became president.
Chad, I'm 63 years old. I never considered purchasing a gun until the last couple of months. Unfortunately, I feel like the way things are going, that it's something I have to consider. Let's see. Town halls are by making yourself available to all points of view. Very hypocritical of the radical right complaining that Democrats never make themselves available. Time for conservatives to show some consistency. Well, I think they mainly were talking about Joe, who was absolutely 100% unequivocally hiding because age was causing him to deteriorate right in front of our eyes. But if you're going to have a town hall and it just turns into a scream fest and you can't even have the discourse, then you should still have that. I don't want politicians to feel so emboldened that they can run and hide. But if you go, let's say you go to see a Tom Emmer town hall, and he opens it up to everybody, which I highly doubt he would, and it just turns into, as opposed to pointing direct Medicaid questions, where do you disagree with the president? What about the budget? Whatever, you know, where it's not just softballs. Those are fine. But if it's screaming, yelling, then screaming at the other people, what have you achieved there? That's what I ask. Not a lot, right?
No, you've succeeded in making everyone more angry than when they arrived, I guess. That's your goal.
Chad, the uneducated and the vile loudmouths have always been out there. Trust me. I'm related to half of them. They're just louder and braver now. So we're noticing them. You're left out the people and patients of a pregnancy center that saves baby who had a marathon this week and were harassed and mocked by the leftist protesters. That's awful, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chad, I don't think we would have seen this level where it's at now if Donald John Trump hadn't come on the scene. He's definitely ratcheted it up, no doubt, and emboldened a lot of people. But to act like it wouldn't be there, it's like what you said before. plenty of it was happening ahead of his appearance on the national political
scene. Yeah, and his now 2 terms as president has absolutely coincided with more social media, more media in general, and you see it more. Certainly you think there's more of it than there probably is, but then guess what? You see it more, and all of a sudden more people start say, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, fair.
I should jump into that.
The plane. You're kidding me, right? I mean, the plane. Again, I just want you to envision for a second here, Barack Obama announcing.
Barack what?
Barack to the Trump folks, Barack Hussein Obama.
Thank you.
Is accepting a plane from Qatar, whatever we want to go with today, for $400 million. Not an American plane is going to fly him around, but a plane from the Middle East, and then he's going to keep it at the library. Just envision that. You know what the first word that would be tossed out by some of the folks who disagree? Terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't an American. I thought we're America first. That's worked out. It's worked out fantastically for the young man. One, twice, America first. Not the plane, though. Not the plane. Just opened up some business in the country. And guess what? He gets a plane. Don't have to do it. Nothing to do with each other, right?
Only stupid people wouldn't accept a gift, Shan.
That's what he said today. This is a normal day for Donald Trump, but would not be a normal day for any other president. A plane, not our own, from the Qatari government. Let's talk about that when we come back. 651-461-9226. Oh, yeah. Today, when I worked my way downstairs, when I was grabbing a little breakfast, but even before that, what did I grab? Glass of water. You really should start your day with a glass of water. But guess what? Maybe you start with coffee. Maybe you start with hot chocolate. Maybe you start with a little oatmeal. Maybe you make an omelet. People put water in omelets, Dave. Get out of here.
No.
I don't even put – do you put milk in your omelet?
No, I do not.
I do not. I'm a purist. Just eggs. But what I am a purist about is the best water out there. And city to city, you unless you put some time in, you don't know the quality of your water. Plus, water is so good for you. I'll resolve it for you with a company I've used, not exaggerating in anyway, for over 30 years, Aquarius Home Services. AquariusHomeServices.com. They have a tremendous drinking system. By the way, they'll just come out to your house for a free water analysis and tell you the truth about how your water is. I've worked with Connecticut at the homes I've lived in since the 90s for the great drinking system because I want it to be good and I want all of us in my home to be safe. Also, I want the water softer. I want no problems with the shower issues, with the clothes. It's better to go the way. Family-owned company, high-quality people. They'll work with you however you want to use them. AquariusHomeServices.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
President earlier today basically saying, we'd be dopes if we didn't take a free gift, right?
No. It's not the cost that counts. It's the thought that counts.
Jonathan Carl broke this. Credit to him. The Qatari royal family is apparently willing to transfer a jet worth $400 million of the U.S. to, for a brief period of time, serve as Air Force One. Now, I've read stories before about how long it has taken to get a new Air Force One, and it's ridiculous. Okay, I mean, I get a little bit of the frustration why we haven't updated and had the best technology, but let's just put this in a little perspective. The president's business just recently signed a deal to build a golf course and luxury villas on their eastern coastline. And yeah, I got it. Wink, wink. That's Eric Trump, not Donald. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, come on. So Donald Trump, his business, it's not Eric, it's not Don's. They might be doing a very good job, but it's still Donald's with us. Okay. And you know he's still making the final decisions. Even the most passionate Trump supporter should know that. They signed this big deal. Wasn't like a $19.99. This was for enormous sums of money. And then just coincidentally, right after, you did this. Now, our relationship with Qatar is complicated because we have a huge base there. But there's a lot of reporting on Qatar and playing both sides of the street, let's say, Dave. I mean, that is the situation with the Middle East and U.S. Well, even right now, Donald's bypassing this guy, Bibi. This country's best columnist, Tom Friedman, is going to rejoin the show on Wednesday, and I'm sure this will be a part of the conversation because nobody knows the Middle East better than Tom. But been a lot of reporting lately. First of all, you can't trust Bibi. He's a crook. Well, Trump is just bypassing Bibi. I mean, even today, thank God, this hostage is released. Thank you. But Hamas announced as a goodwill gesture. Oh, yeah, that's credible. So you can see where, okay, Israel, normally an ally, but Bibi basically was giving the finger to Joe Biden anytime he tried to slow him down. And now Donald Trump, their guy, is bypassing Bibi. So that's why this country talks tough when they're running for president about Saudi Arabia. Guess what happens? Once they get in the office, they work with Saudi Arabia. The Qatari royal family, we talk tough about them. And guess what? We know they've some parts fund terrorism. Other parts, we have a base there. But you cannot take $400 million ethically and look anybody in the face. And then we got this minor thing. I don't know if you've heard of it, Dave, called the Constitution.
Excuse me?
Which is clearly optional for Donald. Here's Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution. No person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without consent of the Congress, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state. In other words, you can't take a gift at this level from a king, prince, or foreign government. Because what do we see like about every 4 years? You see one president is leaving, and you see here are all the gifts they receive.
Yes, it's constant. Whenever you meet a world leader, we give a gift, they give a gift.
We do that. We don't do $400 million planes.
We didn't used to do $400 million.
We've changed. We've changed. You know. By the way, this basically says bleep you to America first, right? This is bleep you. This is to all the manufacturers of some of the greatest planes on the planet. You're not good enough. It's taking too long. You're not good enough. America first. If you live in Woodbury, Minnesota, we want you to shop in America. But when I can get this unbelievably opulent plane, which I don't know, bugged or not.
I think you can just assume bugged.
I would assume bugged too. And I would assume we should just take the whole damn thing apart and put it together to be completely
tear it out of the studs.
Just
yeah.
Tear it completely down and build it back up. That's for safety purposes. I mean, for listening purposes or any other safety concerns, I hope they do that. I don't agree with the young man. I don't want anything to ever, ever happen to him, obviously. But, and then I get to keep it in my library.
That's the sweetest deal of all. Hey, we're a country. I've got a new Air Force One, but whoever comes after me, no.
We certain that's going to just be at the library?
Yeah, it's just going to hang out.
Yeah. He's going to have a $400 million plane. That's going to be in prime shape. And in 2037, when he decides not to run for the presidency, He's not going to use that plane.
That's right.
He's just going to leave it at his library. Which, by the way, the Obama library sounds like it's a fiasco. they're not making any progress. He left office January of 2017. So if Trump doesn't run, and again, I think he'll run. If he doesn't run, he's leaving office January 2029. So realistically, when does that library get done? 10 years?
Sure. Let's go with that.
11, 2040.
Why not just make the plane the library itself?
Where's the plane? He's not going to use the plane. He's just going to use his other plane and not this plane worth $400 million. Okay.
It's a nice problem to have.
You can't do this. You can't be making business deals and then they pay you back with a plane. You can't do with any business ethics, and you can't do this minor little issue called the Constitution. And again, just think about it. If Barack Obama would have announced this deal, not Biden, not Clinton, not the other Clinton, Barack Obama, what would be going on right now in this country? You want to react? You can. 651-461-9226. I could either talk about Stretch Lab or answer this call from Denver, Colorado.
Ooh, spam?
Doesn't say potential spam.
You could take the call and tell them about Stretch Lab so we could all hear it.
Should I pot them up in Denver?
I think so.
I hope Stretch Lab is expanding to Denver, Colorado. I know they're right here in town with 11 excellent locations. Let's say you're driving your junior high school kid to a doctor's appointment or some reason. Your 12-year-old could go to Stretch Lab. You're 45, you could go to Stretch Lab. You're in your 80s, you could go to Stretch Lab. You can be physically fit and still want to have somebody professionally stretch you out. You can be a couch jockey. You don't get up enough, and you really need to be stretched by the professionals who don't just walk in off the street. They're trained extensively before they see any clients. Works for you with StretchLab. Golf. How about you hit it 10 yards further? How about you don't feel sore? How about you run a little bit better? How about you feel better about pickleball? You name it. 11 locations. I've been a customer since 2019. Half off your first visit. I'll be back soon. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.